You're listening to the Lone Star Gridiron Sports Network.
How is everybody doing? We are back at it again. Top Texas Prospect Show on the LSG Sports Network, Lone Star Gridiron Network. We got Mark Henry.
What's up, brother? We are back again, Top Texas Prospect Show. Man, we're in the offseason, but we're still hot. We're hot on the trail, and we're going to talk to one of the top receivers, ranked in the top 10 in a lot of publications in the state, Stephon Johnson of Lancaster High School. He is up and coming. We'll talk to him about some of his spring, what's been going on, some of his offseason, and what he's looking forward to going in. And we'll come right back with Matt. After this, we'll take a little break. This is the Top Texas Prospect Show.
Imagine a game where you can pit the greatest Texas high school football teams of all time against each other. Before now, if you wanted to see the Permian Panthers of Friday Night Lights fame play Johnny Manziel's 2010 Kerrville squad, you were stuck with only your imagination. Not anymore. This new game allows you to play those dream matchups. 1983 Dangerfield, only allowed 8 points all season. 2015 Katy, 10 shutouts en route to their fourth straight championship appearance. 2008 Allen, their first of five championships in the state's largest classification, and so many more. Friday Night Legends is that game. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Friday Night Legends.
To get your copy of Friday Night Legends, the game, head over to FridayNightLegends.com.
All right, I am Mark Henry, Matt Davidson in the house, Top Texas Prospect Show. Matt, take it away with our guests.
Hey, what's up? We got Boogie in the building. That's his nickname. Yes, sir, my guy. All right, so let's talk about, you know, what this has been like for you. And here we are in May. You were not thinking what we were going to be doing around this time besides spring football. But right. We're not, you know, unfortunately, we're not. So talk about what you've been doing during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Really, I've just been trying to stay on my grind, working out every day, doing the same stuff, but just from at home and on fields and stuff like that. And basically pretty much it, staying up on my schoolwork and just working out, trying to perfect my craft. Yeah.
Talk about whenever this COVID-19 stuff happened, and were you guys already on spring break, or were you at school and then you found out, or how did you find out about all of this?
So, okay. Langston, we went on spring break, I think, a week after everybody else. So we were just about to get out, and they said they added another week to everybody else's spring break. So we were like, okay, cool. And then as soon as that week that we went out, Lancaster said they shutting down the schools for the rest of the year. So it was like we leave for spring break 1 week, and then we done for the rest of the year now. So it was really just shocking.
Yeah, so I work over in Grand Prairie ISD, and they let us know while we were actually out on spring break already, and they were waiting for Dallas because everybody kind of waits on Dallas's move. Whatever Dallas says is what everybody else kind of does. Right. So when Dallas canceled is when Grand Prairie and then DeSoto and Cedar Hill and everybody started canceling. And then I think Lancaster probably did around the same time. But for me, you know, I'm normally hosting on the mic for a DJ company called DFW Pro DJs, where we DJ homecomings and proms. Like, I should be doing prom season right now. And
yeah.
I should be turning up crowds, you know, like getting the kids lit and having a great time, but we can't. And I should be announcing softball and baseball games because I also announced that. So, like, all those things that I love to do, I've had to just turn that into playing video games and playing games at home with my kids.
I feel that.
Man, it's all we can do to make the time go by except for working out at home. So let's talk about your grades.
My grades play a big role in my life right now. My parents, they make sure that I'm always on top of my stuff. So I'm always making sure that my grades is good. That's the main priority.
Let's talk about your GPA and your grades, your current grades right now. Like, so are you guys doing Zoom for classwork right now?
Yes, we are. And we do a whole bunch of stuff on, you ever heard of Canvas? You know Canvas?
Canvas, yes, I've heard of Canvas.
Yeah, we do a lot of work on Canvas and sometimes on Zoom.
Let's talk about some of the things that you're looking forward to the most as far as this summer.
So now we have no 7-on-7, so, you know, man, that ruined a whole lot of stuff.
That stuff right there. We normally have Pylon and all of that around this time.
Yeah.
But I guess we can just talk about some of the things that you've been able to do at home to keep yourself active.
Okay, my dad, he makes sure that I'm always on my routes, releases, everything like that. So he making sure that I'm still doing the same things as I would be doing if I was with a trainer or if I was at school working out during spring ball. So I'm just trying to stay on top of my game, really. I don't know if we'll be able to work out as a school, like the whole team. You know how we have summer workouts and stuff. I don't know if they'll let us do that. So that's really what I was looking forward to in school, 7-on-7.
So Boogie, I'll let you in with this, and then we'll probably take a break, and then Mark will come back with you. But I'll end with this, and then we'll take a break. Talk about, you know, your feelings and your emotions towards the class of 2020.
Right. So the class of 2020, I have a lot of friends and older people that I call brothers that's in that class, and I really feel bad for them because they don't get to have a prom. You know, they just don't really even get to have a graduation. So if I was in that situation, I really wouldn't feel real good about it. So I'm just like, dang, I really feel bad for them. And I want them to really do great in college, wherever they go and whatever they do.
Well, man, that's really tough. And, you know, I feel the same way with a lot of these proms that I'm missing out on, not getting to give these 2020 seniors a final walk off the proper way. And also on top of that, you know, not being able to announce these baseball and softball players for senior night. You know, I did it for the basketball team that I announced for, and it was real special. But, yeah, I mean, we all got to just lift up class of 2020, and because this is something that they didn't expect to happen. And with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Top Texas Prospect Show on the LSG Network.
Hey, did you know that Lone Star Gridiron does mini helmets? Yeah, custom-designed mini helmets that match your school. When quality and attention to detail are important, choose authentic Lone Star Gridiron mini helmets. Our library currently has hundreds of different Texas high school football teams. If you don't see your helmet, reach out to us about creating one. And hey, they make the coolest fundraisers for your booster clubs. Go to LoneStarGridiron.com and look for mini helmets on the top menu bar.
Working in the oil and gas field means you need to wear clothes that are comfortable and safe. Doesn't mean you can't be affordable and stylish as well. Check out L4FRClothing.com. Created by Brett Lee, a military veteran and a veteran of the oil and gas industry, he knows what an oil and gas worker wants to wear when they're out on the job. They want to look good, they want to feel good, and they want to be safe. And that's exactly what L4FR clothing is. Not only is it fire resistant, it's lightweight, meaning that whether you're in the cold of Alaska or the heat of West Texas, your pullover will do its job. So check out L4FR Clothing at L4FRClothing.com. You can also email them at info@L4FRClothing.com.
All right, we are back. Top Texas Prospect Show, LSG Network. Available on Apple iTunes Podcast, Spotify, and all Google Podcast platforms as well. Mark Henry, come on in.
All right. Again, we have Stephen Boogie Johnson, class of 2022, wide receiver, Lancaster High School. Boogie, let's go back to your breakout year on the varsity level. 612 yards, 8 TDs. Man, I've been knowing you for a while, but it seems like you just had this comfort zone last year. Just talk about the ease, and you know, it almost looked like you kind of knew what you were doing, like you've been there before.
Really, my first varsity game, I played against a tough defense. So that was really my test. So I was like, I'm gonna just give him all this game, and you know, this is my first varsity game as a sophomore. So I'm, you know, still having nerves and jitters and stuff. But really, once I got that first catch, and I was like, this is really what I want to do. So I wanted to have a great season, and so I just started trying to kill every defender that tried to go against me.
Well, you definitely put it on them, man. What I like about your game is you seem to be a technician about route running. I mean, I've seen you work on this constantly over and over. And talk about how important route running is for a receiver.
So the best thing about a receiver is really, in my opinion, is route running. So if you are able to get somebody in space and create separation, you can be open 24/7. So you open all game. So that's really what you want. You want to create separation, and you want to be the best route runner so your quarterback can find you and you just go off.
Well, that's definitely what you've been doing, man. Your the maturation in your game is really speaks for itself. And, you know, you put in the work, and that's one thing that I think separates you from some other kids, or you know, it makes you better. It makes you stronger. Talk about your work ethic and how that's been instilled in you from a young age.
I've been wanting to play football since I started playing at 4. So really, I just wanted to be the best. And ever since then, I realized that it takes really hard work and you got to be dedicated and you want to be the best you can be. So you always got to work and just keep your head down. Stay clean and just always maintain and keep working all the time, even when nobody's watching.
That's the key, and it sounds cliche, but when nobody's looking, when the eye's not on you, you don't. The best always are always working, and when nobody's watching them, when they're by themselves, I mean that, and that's the key to it. Now, talk about your day to day. You know, do you start out with schoolwork, then you go work out? What's it been like since school's been out for you?
Okay, so I wake up, do what you do in the morning, and first thing I do, I get on my schoolwork. So I'm on my schoolwork first, finishing that up. And then after my schoolwork, I get dressed to go work out, and I go work out and then come home. If I have any more schoolwork I got to finish, I'll finish that before I relax for the day. Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
Shout out to Coach Gilbert over at Lancaster. He's a friend of the show. Talk about his imprint on this team. I think he has a pulse of his teams. He's been doing this for a while. One of the best coaches in the state of Texas from top to bottom. You know, I really have my eye on you guys' team coming into 2020. I think that you guys should be meeting us in Jerry World when it comes in December, when it starts to get cold again. I expect to see the Tigers there. Talk about that, Coach Gilbert, and the pulse of the team so far.
Right, so Coach Gilbert, that's a great coach, amazing coach. He always is more of like a family. It's not even just a team. So he's always making sure that our grades are right. He'll come to our class and check on us. He'll call us every day, text us, making sure that we're doing our thing. And he's just a great coach. And he always knows how to bring us together. So it's just crazy how much of a great coach he is.
Well, the Tigers are a family over there. Tell everybody, if they don't know about Lancaster, what the Weebo means, and explain that little moniker that's been, synonymous with the Tigers program for a few years now.
Right. So, Weebo, it's not Weebo. It's nothing like that. It's Weebo. So, it means we believe in orange. So, if you don't know, Tigers at Lancaster with orange. So, everything, that's just our motto. Like, we believe in each other. We believe that we can be the best. We believe that we can always win. So that's what we bring to the table every week, all the time. Weebo Nation.
Yes, sir. And I think it's great, man. Myself and Matt have been, pretty close to the team, covering you guys for a few years. Like we said, Coach Gilbert is a friend of the show. He's been on. Let's talk about some of the things that you've been doing, usually in the summer. And by this time, you'll be, when school gets out, you'll be kind of making your trips around to a few camps. Talk about how exciting that is for you and how that's helped you exposure-wise.
Yeah, that's played a big role, really. After my freshman season, I started going to a lot of camps and started just trying to get myself out there and posting on Twitter and things like that. So it's really exciting to go to these college camps and work out in front of some of the best coaches and go get some of the best kids in the nation, in the state. So that's really just, it really gets you better and it gets you prepared for what you'll see during the season. and it just really gets your name out there.
All right, and now we'll wrap this up with this, Boogie. What are some of the goals that the team has set so far going into 2020, and some of the goals that you're looking to set, you know, as a wide receiver? And this is going to be a dynamic offense coming back. Yeah. You got Magic Rector, of course. You got your quarterback, which was one of the top sophomore quarterbacks in the state last year. The offensive line is solid. You bring, you know, a work ethic, speed, explosion, route running, all to the table. I mean, you guys are loaded. Let's talk about the team. We're heading into 2020, how excited you are.
Yeah, so our goal is we want to go undefeated for Coach G. And, you know, we want to go get that state championship. We want that championship. So that's our main goal. And a few goals for myself. I want this to be my first 1,000-yard season. I want to have a great season and be the best teammate I can be for Lancaster.
Well, again, I expect you guys to be right there, Jerry World, with us in December. This is a loaded team, and I can't wait to see you guys get it going here in 2020. Hopefully the COVID-19 will settle down and we'll be able to get football. I mean, right now everything with sports being shut down is really killing my vibe, but I'm trying to keep, you know, my head up, cool. Keep my spirit, yeah. Yeah, because man, football is my thing, as well as Matt. It's Top Texas Prospect Show. We eat, sleep, and breathe football. Matt, any final thoughts with Boogie?
Yes. So basically, I just want to tell you, man, keep your head up, stay positive like you already are. Keep doing everything that you're doing. Stay ready, and we're going to be there to cover you. I promise we're going to come check in with you, and everything's going to be all right, and you're going to get to play the game that you love.
Yes, sir, most definitely. Thank y'all for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Boogie. We're going to stay connected.
Yes, sir.
Well, Boogie, this is the part of the show where you get to shout out some of the people that you would like to shout out, mom, dad, teammates. Take it away.
So first, I want to shout out my dad, Stephon Johnson. That's my biggest supporter. That's my trainer. That's the man that's brought me here today. I want to shout out to him. I want to shout out to my mom, my sister. Shout out to Coach Gilbert. Shout out to all of my teammates at We Bull Nation. I want to shout out my best friend, Jalen.
All right, there you have it. One of the top receivers in the state of Texas, Stephon Boogie Johnson, Lancaster High School. He is a Top Texas prospect on the Top Texas Prospect Show on the LSG Network, the authority for high school football. Myself, Mark Henry, my brother from another mother, Matt Davidson, in the house. Shout out to LL Mayer and the man with the plan, Dan, the man behind the scenes. He is the producer of the show. We are Top Texas Prospect Show. Again, you can follow future and past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as on Twitter at TXCP Show, and the website is TXCPShow.com. I am Mark Henry on the LSG Network. We are signing out. We'll talk to you next week, Top Texas Prospect Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Top Texas Prospects Show. You can support us by subscribing to the show in your favorite podcasting platform. You can support the show by giving us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts and by sharing Top Texas Prospects Show. Our hosts are Matt Davidson and Mark Henry, produced by Lorelei Majernik. Audio and technical direction by Dan Keck.